For WPSU, I'm Emily Reddy. In April, pollsters predicted as much as 70% of Americans would vote by mail in the upcoming presidential election. Now, concerns over the reliability of the United States Postal Service and criticisms from President Trump about mail-in voting have cut that number in half. But some people have no other choice. Penn State student Jade Campos reports Pennsylvania's college students, who've been mailing in their ballots for years, are concerned about voting by mail this year.
Penn State senior Cameron Sarmati is registered to vote in Virginia. Mail-in voting is the only viable option for his first presidential election.
I don't want to drive 3 hours back home. And obviously before like all the big changes started coming through, USPS is like the one government-run thing that like I really appreciate.
Sarmati registered for a mail-in ballot at the beginning of the fall semester. By late September, he started to worry his ballot wouldn't arrive on time to be counted for the election. Center County Commissioner Michael Pipe says they're expecting more than half of the county's voters to send in their ballots by mail this year. More than 33,000 Center County voters have requested mail-in ballots. That's up from 3,000 last year.
The reason being is because the state of Pennsylvania, for the primary election this year, began for the first time ever no-fault absentee voting.
Pipe says Center County Postal Services have experienced slight delays in delivery, but he's not concerned about the election. He says the state has sped up electoral procedures like ballot approval to move the voting process along quickly.
I think because so many people, a record number of people due to the pandemic, are opting to vote by mail. And so from the state's perspective, they want to make sure that they can get the ballot approved as soon as possible so people can start to receive it. I think in previous years, there wasn't as much of a rush.
On September 18th, a judge blocked orders to slow the U.S. Postal Service, calling it a politically motivated attack ahead of the presidential election. The Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, agreed to halt changes until after November 3rd. Penn State political science professor Michael Berkman says there's never been anything like this in previous elections. He predicts how the election goes could affect elections for years to come.
States that have not been practiced at it are scrambling around trying to figure out how to do it right and making changes in laws that are very politically fraught.
Berkman says the success of mail-in voting could depend on how close the election is, because some states, like Pennsylvania, will not start counting votes until November 3rd. Throughout Pennsylvania, ballots postmarked by Election Day that arrive up to 3 days after the election will continue to be counted. Center County has added drop boxes across the county for those worried about mailing their ballots. Berkman says the changes could help people feel more confident when voting.
Prior to this, everybody loved the post office. Everybody likes their mailman, the mail lady, right? But whether or not there are good, sound fiscal reasons for making changes in the post office, the fact that they're being done around the time of the election makes everybody concerned.
Sarmati believes college students are disproportionately affected in the upcoming election, since they are a large population voting by mail.
We're a very like highly densely like populated community, so taking away like any advantage we might have into being able to mail in our votes from anywhere, it of course is going to affect a lot of people.
Berkman believes many students have put off requesting mail-in ballots because they aren't sure where they'll be on election day due to the pandemic. In Pennsylvania, mail-in ballot requests must be received by October 27th, though waiting that long might cause challenges due to USPS delays. Sarmati finally got his ballot in early October. He filled it out and sent it back right away. But he's still waiting to hear whether his vote has been received. Reporting for WPSU, I'm Jade Campos.